get a realtor license or not? It's a question, okay? And that came in. Let's dive in, shall we? I want to get my license just for my investing. I don't want to do. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and also the creator of the 11dayschallenge.com. And I have a question that came in here. This question is, the title of this video is Get a Realtor License or Not? It's a question, okay? And that came in. Let's dive in, shall we? I want to get my license just for my investing. I don't want to do the whole realtor thing. Should I get a license? It's a good question, asking this question, especially for newbies that come in all the time. You know, there are multiple different answers for this, okay? But again, let's have a proper background. This is about real estate wholesaling, right? As a real estate investing strategy, business model type, right? And what is real estate wholesaling? Real estate wholesaling is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing, locking a property under contract, and selling or assigning the rights to that contract to an end buyer for a fee. We call it assignment fees. You can make anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000 per deal. That's my personal experience. You can make a lot more, by the way. There are people that have done $150,000, $200,000. It's very lucrative once you can figure out how to do it as a system, okay? So the skill set to learn, there's a mindset behind this whole thing. So one of the things is that the idea of locking a property under contract and then flipping to another end buyer. Some people want to ask the question, is it legal? Do I need a license? Blah, blah, blah. You know, we've already answered that question in many other videos. You could simply Google, is wholesaling illegal with my name? So is wholesaling illegal or Latox Abitogun? That video will come right up where I answer that question adequately. Probably two videos will come up where you can learn exactly how you should think about that over there, right? But this question is a little bit different. Should I get a license? Okay, now why would somebody want to get a license? Say for investing. Okay, for investing, what do you need a license for when it comes to investing? Traditionally, you needed a license to be able to access the MLS, multiple listing systems, right? That's where licensed agents, that's where the list properties for sale, that's the officially recognized in most of the communities around the United States, the officially recognized system where properties are actually listed with an agent, meaning there's a contractual agreement between an agent and the owner of a property to sell a property. So it's also the closest to the truest value of a property. That's where you see the actual value of properties. But we live in a time, different time and age, and we should talk about that. This is the Zillow age. We live in the Trulia age, or maybe when you're watching this video, something else has taken over Zillow and Trulia. Bottom line is we live in a technology age, and the idea of boxing information up into some kind of system that's exclusive is the least valuable thing you can ever do, period. Okay, because information is everywhere. The most valuable thing you can do is package information for people in a meaningful way. Okay, let me take you a little bit deeper here, right? There's data everywhere. Okay, data is like the unit of information. It's just information, right? And then but data can come in non-meaningful ways sometimes. So if you go into MLS, you pull down the record. If you're not really an agent and you learn how it works, it may be like the information you're seeing may not make so much sense to you. There's abbreviations and stuff like that that people that understand that game understand. But we live in an age that those kind of data are being converted using machine learning, artificial intelligence, and systems, just computers in general. They're being used to convert such data into meaningful visual information that will make sense. You can see what's going on in the market in a heartbeat. And Zillow, Trulia are on the forefront of this kind of systems, right? And you don't need to be an agent to access Zillow, right? There are websites like abcrealestate.com, that tools out there that you can use to have access to the kind of information you would think you need access to by only being licensed. Okay, so when I started in this game in 2004/5, at that time I got licensed. I got a license, you know, went through the whole process, and I got licensed as an investor, you know, and I never used the license to represent people's interests as an agent or anything like that. In fact, I probably went to the office. It was Keller Williams at the time. I went to the office maybe once ever, right? Maybe twice. The first time I got the coupon so I can use it to get some discount on the training. And then the second time was to get signed up and get rolled up into their stuff. But that thing cost money. You're gonna pay $100 per month, $200 per month, another $300 for Realtors board and all this county boards and all these other fees that you have to pay for either you're doing deals or not. And this part, a lot of people don't talk about it, right? And in this time and age, so again, the upside is you're gonna have access to MLS. The downside to that fact is that MLS is less valuable, right? Because for the most part, it contains information that doesn't really have much meaning to a regular person, right? And there are better systems that give you more data, like Zillow and other systems out there. You know, there are even systems, there are things like myreipro.com that give you more access to data where you don't have to pay crazy amount of money for licensing, if that's what you need. But you may say, as a license, I can do more business. Well, like you just, this question says, I don't want to do the whole realtor thing. That means you're not interested in being an agent. So the only reason is because you think you will have access to certain type of information. Maybe not. There's no special information out there. All the information you need is on the internet, and you have access to that for free. You go to Dunkin' Donuts, free Wi-Fi with a laptop, right? So this is mindset stuff, okay? You're in a digital age. You need to start rethinking everything about real estate. It's about leverage. The idea that you have to also until you die before you can make money is obsolete. There's access to information. The only thing you should be spending time on is packaging that information into value that you can flip for lucrative fees, $1,000, $82,000, $50,000, $30,000, just by passing information, just by creating systems that information can go through, right? And that's what we cover heavily here, okay? So now, the other side of things is that, you know, you wanna be a realtor, or you need a realtor on your team, then just get one in your team. As a matter of fact, you're generating leads. You generate leads. That's the skill set you need to focus on. Learning how to market and generate leads. Leads are people who want to sell, period. People who want to sell. Some of them want to sell at a discount, desperate. They need to get it, motivated. That's your cash buyer type of situation. Some of them are saying, no. I don't want a lowball offer. That's something you can pass to your realtor partner, and they'll be happy to give you everything else you want access to. If you get them leads, right? You give them leads that's coming into your system. You say, hey, this person wants to sell. They don't mind listing on the property because they want the most amount of money for it. Talk to them and have a conversation with them. If you send that to them all the time, they will happily give you comparables. They will happily give you any information you need in the realtor world. So you don't have to pay. And you don't have to pay a dime to an agent or to a broker office, $100 per month, $50, whatever the fee is. You don't need to be spending such money. It's meaningless. Just put a partner next to you, not physically. Email, you're my partner henceforth, you're on my team. As a realtor, I'm gonna send you all my seller leads that need to list their property so you can talk to them. Any realtor you send that to will worship you like a god, period. That's the way it works, period, point blank, okay? And not only that, you now automatically have access to everything realtor license, everything that comes with the license, as much as you want. All you have to do, send a quick email. Plus, majority of the information you think you get on the internet, okay? Change that mindset. We're in the digital age. We're in 2000 and digital. I need to get my 2000 and digital hoodie. You're in the 2000 and digital age. Stop thinking about hustle. Think about leverage. Listen, hustle, we all have hustle, okay? Most people I know have hustle in them. They work hard. If you work 40 hours a week, you're a hustler already, okay? But that's not the thing that's missing. That's not why you're not making money or having the lifestyle you want. The reason is leverage. You haven't found a way to make money in your sleep. That's why you're not happy yet. And if you're interested in that, lead generation, generating leads, marketing, leverage, so you can have the lifestyle of freedom, passive income, residual income, making money in your sleep, right? While you're not even there physically, then you should go right now, download Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, the free PDF at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll also give you this absolutely for free, Real Estate Money Secrets, absolutely for free. If you prefer paperbacks like this or audio or Kindle, the options are also there. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.